Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Team Chat, IGN's Destiny Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining me in the studio today is Travis.
Trials of McClunky.
And Brian Malkowitz.
Hey, C-Team.
On today's show, we're going to be talking all about the new season, all about it, and all the new things that you can do.
And Trials of Osiris.
Let's get right into it and talk about the opening story. I have some B-roll here. I'm going to try and successfully play back while we discuss it.
Roll the tape.
Looks like I have failed. No, it worked.
No, just that fade up. Take a while.
So what did you guys think of the opening? What do you guys think of the whole Zavala and Bray hanging out?
Here's my hot
I'll say this. I started this at 9 o'clock this morning. I've been hearing bad things. I started at 9 o'clock this morning and I had finished the story up to unlocking everything I needed to do. And I also had done a trials card quickly. I did like 3 rounds of trials. And it was 11 o'clock in time to come to work.
He came to work at 11 a.m. today while the rest of us were all, you know, just like in our
slaving
desks working.
Away.
Everybody's working from home at IGN because of the coronavirus.
Except me.
So.
Are you really here all day?
I'll be here all day.
We had an all hands today and I called into it while I was...
while he was playing trials.
Yeah, so while I was grinding out the Seraph Tower. Yeah. So basically you guys just watched, if you're watching the video... The intro cinematic portion.
That's the whole
which
story.
Which is great. The cinematics for this season are really good, though.
I love
the intro.
I absolutely loved that his shoulder pad was seen in a practice.
Yes, moment. That was awesome.
It was really.
Oh, where it blocks the shot. It hasn't happened yet. I don't think.
No, it happens a little later. But you guys like this, right? This is cool. I think they're stepping up their game storytelling.
Well, storytelling wise, fantastic. This is great. I love everything that's happening. Yeah, what happened at the beginning of the season?
They show Anna doing something. They show Zavala doing
the new voice actress.
With the new voice actress? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was new. That'd be cool. She's still badass.
Yes.
This stuff is all good.
Can we just like make?
I also like the premise. The premise of like, you know, the Almighty coming toward and trying to destroy the tower is like a dope, you know, very cabal plan. It's really the execution, which I assume we'll talk about. It's like they got this really cool premise and then the most boring way for you to possibly solve it, which is like,
So story-wise, I really like this opener. I had a good time watching it this morning. This I got to experience before the All Hands, thankfully. Mm-hmm. And I'll just let it keep playing and then I don't really know what else to say about it. How do you guys feel about Rasputin's implementation? Because they kind of teased him with with Osiris last season at the end of it.
Yeah.
And then that doesn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, it's actually kind of very interesting to me that Osiris was the one who walked in there and just got really mad at him. And then, like, he's not involved at all, at least at the start of the season.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's kind of, I don't want to say I'm kind of weirded out by it. I'm wondering if Bungie had made that cutscene without really knowing where the season was going to go.
Hmm.
So they just used that as like a bridge between then and now. Cause like Osiris hasn't shown up at all. I mean, we have him in Trials of Osiris.
He might next week though.
Yeah, he might, but it's just,
there's the shoulder pad. That's the whole reason I left the B-roll up.
Yeah.
It's cause I wanted everybody to see the
Titans.
Bing. Woo. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with Osiris if he comes in at all. But I think it's weird that he kind of like initiated things with Rasputin. And then he hasn't shown up at all.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Actually, now that you think about it, pretty much every other character in the season could have been the person confronting Rasputin and would have made more sense, right?
Yeah.
Like Anna, Zavala, even Saint 14. Osiris is really the one where it makes kind of no sense, but maybe that was their attempt to kind of connect the two, right? Like they're connecting the last season to this season.
If Osiris doesn't have anything to do with the rest of the season going forward, then that's a poor way of doing it. That's assuming that we don't see him at all for the rest of this season. So we'll see how that plays out.
We did get to see Rasputin, though.
Yeah.
In the flesh, as it were, which was awesome. And also his little robots.
Frames that he's
on. Those exos? Or?
Are you talking about the frames that you summoned?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the guys that were fighting outside of him before the mission?
The guys that were fighting outside, little robots.
When you run up to him, yeah. Speaking of those frames that you summoned during the Seraph Tower events, have you summoned?
Yes, those giant mechs.
Ones that shoot the little javelins out of people. Yeah. It uses the same, if you like really just look at it, it just uses the same frame as an ogre.
Oh, when really?
If you watch them and they're walking around, it's just like that is literally just an ogre's like in I don't know what developers call it, but it's like the skeleton of an ogre, and then they just like kind of just paste over it with Rasputin looking things, and he
major walks. Spoilers. Major stuff. Spoilers in 3, 2, 1. Rasputin.
And that's
boom.
That's Earth.
Well, that's Rasputin. One of the bunkers, right?
That's a bunker.
Yeah, one of the bunkers. This is where you interact with Rasputin and get all of the stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm actually running into the mission, and I forgot to record. So you do this mission, raising our defenses, where you kind of run in, and then you end up.
And this is daily.
This is a daily event. They're called bunker busters or bunker defenses, something like that. Yeah.
But you do it daily, and then you can unlock. Then you unlock the legendary lost sector after you complete it.
And I did that solo last night, and that was pretty challenging.
You guys did the my legendary
current power. Yeah.
What's your current power?
My current power is 968. It's not very high.
So you soloed it at 968 because it's 1,000.
It's not super so hard. Yeah. If you've got the right mods to stop the barriers and the unstoppables and all that. And also you can just kill the boss. And
I unlocked those very quick, actually.
Yeah.
So like in the 2 hours I played, I had 3 unlocks on my artifact power.
Yeah.
And all I had done was grab Seraph bounties and stuff like that.
Running through it. Look at you. You're so on a timeline. You're like, I have to finish this before the all hands. I have to.
No. No.
Rushing through the enemies.
No. I slow it down. I didn't really know what to expect. So I was just like, oh, okay.
That's cool.
I hope I don't.
But yeah, I have friends that are like 1,000 plus power and are doing trials.
Those are all the people in trials right now.
Yeah.
I've watched a bit of it this morning. I haven't had a chance to jump in myself, but I'm sure I won't fare well considering I'm only 988-ish.
Well, let's wait. Let's talk about trials in just a little bit. So
sure.
This is the bunker thing. Sure. I'm bringing up B-roll on the laptop as we go, so I have to search for it. But one of the other activities going on right now, and this is the main activity for this week at least, and that is the Seraph Tower, where you pick up balls and throw them at a thing.
Very unique concept to Destiny that we haven't really seen before, and is very refreshing.
Yeah,
picking balls and throwing
them at stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the thing I do like is, you know, you have to defend your territory, and I love that the AI are so aggressively like programmed to just like rush the plate.
Yeah,
they kind of throw their bodies
it's
at
the
it.
Invisible ones too, because like
they're also
feel like they're coded to not attack you.
They just stay there and hide.
Yeah, because like I can kill like 4 of the invisible guys, and I'm like, where's the red dot? Because you see it on your radar, and you can find them, and then by the time the cooldown happens, then only 2 balls pop out, and you're like,
I love all of that stuff, but yeah, the actual mechanic is not, you know.
I just wasted one of the construction balls.
I didn't know what I was doing yet.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
I played this a lot and got a bunch of bounties done. I was trying to buy all 3 of those perks that decrease the cost of the rest of the perks.
Oh, that's the first one I got.
I bought all 3 of them.
The first thing
I went
for though was the ability to summon the heavy frame so they can attack.
Of course you do.
Because it's so fun when you're in the legendary lost sectors and you can summon that big frame and it just destroys everything.
Oh, that's really cool. I did not get to experience the legendary lost sectors, but basically it's a lost sector with harder enemies, right?
It's lost sector
enemies different?
Yeah, they're different, and they also have the like unstoppable barrier, the champions, essentially.
Yeah, they have champions. I think it's still the same enemy type in that lost sector.
Like, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, the in whatever it was in its normal lost sector is still the same. Like, so if it's fallen, it'll still be fallen, but
can't stop watching my amazing game.
Your amazing game. Did you successfully complete this?
Yeah,
this one eventually completes.
All right.
Okay, good. Yeah, I ran through a bunch of them just to complete that weekly bounty and get your 100 bits. You know, those are pretty lucrative. But yeah,
how do you get the bits to open the chest at the end?
What do you mean?
Oh, you get them by buying upgrades, I believe, and also they just drop as rewards.
Are you talking about the second chest that spawns?
Yeah, the second.
Yeah, you
chest.
Get a normal. Well, you chest get the, you, the normal chest you open for free, but then there's another one. You get those encrypted Warmind bits by doing the daily bounties.
Okay, yes, so you have to complete a bounty. Yeah, that's what I thought again, I only got to play this once. So,
yeah.
So
I have, if you don't have any, that's how you do it. Yeah.
I have a bunch of them.
Plus, I think the Legend of Lost Treasure chest has a chance to drop it.
One of the things conveyed very poorly is how to advance the quest step. They're like, unlock something on Raspberry.
Oh, yeah, that was confusing.
And it's like, it's not illuminated very well on the UI. So UI-wise, I actually had to like look it up. I'm like, how do I unlock this? And then I actually looked into the different thing, and there's like an icon that's a little bit brighter than the other icons.
It's mostly the top ones. It's mostly the top ones, because like, I thought I had no upgrades to buy, and I was like, wait a minute. No, it looks like it.
There's one that's free.
I have enough bits.
Yeah.
I thought it was just showing, here's possible stuff you could get, right. You know? Yeah. So Seraph Tower, look, I did it. I don't mind it. I wouldn't mind doing it 10 more times.
I've already done it 10 more times, and I'm like, I'm good.
Exactly. But so that's the problem with it. But it's going to get old real, real fast.
Because the game like really, really wants you to play this event. So that's going to be rough.
Well, there's going to be another one in a different location.
On Tuesday.
Potentially.
It's
going to
be the same thing, though.
Yeah. I mean, you can go and you can activate it right now on the moon in Io, I believe. It's just there's nobody there playing it because the bunker's not open.
Yeah. I think it'll probably just be a different mob every...
Yeah. You're going to go to the moon. You're going to be fighting... Well, I don't know. You're going to be...
Hive or Vex.
On the moon. It's mostly Fallen. And a lot of Hive underground. But on the surface, it's mostly Fallen. But when you go underground, it's Hive. So who knows what you're going to be fighting on the moon on top. But
yeah, if it's the same mob, that will be very disappointing. But I suspect it'll just be the same event with different... But this kind of reminds me of the first two
events that we've done.
No, actually, because those had multiple different types, right? Like even in the Sundial, you were doing three activities and then a boss fight. This feels like it's just one public event, which reminds me of the first Osiris expansion.
But what were you doing in Sundial? You're picking up balls and throwing it at somebody.
I can't argue with that. It just reminds me of the first Mercury DLC, you know, the Curse of Osiris, where you were doing the same public event, and that was kind of the main event. The two blues and a token,
Escalation Protocol.
Two tokens and a blue.
No, that was the
Curse of Osiris, the public event where you have to...
On Mercury, where there's only one event that took over the whole play space.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, two tokens and a blue event. That's what it reminds me of.
This reminds me more of Escalation Protocol than it.
Yeah, just that's true. Aesthetically,
it feels very organic. I had the drop in this footage, but then I didn't have it on like the subsequent ones.
Right.
So
because you had a Warmind bit, because you probably completed a daily bounty.
Yeah.
Yep.
So basically, that's the event. And that's it, and you're supposed to do that a whole bunch.
We're gonna be running a lot of bounties.
You do that until June.
I don't mind personally. Let me wrap up my thoughts on this and let you guys wrap up your thoughts.
Sure.
I don't mind that this game is slow because I'm playing other games instead. Yeah. Period.
I mean, with Half-Life Alyx coming out, Doom coming out, Animal Crossing coming out, like it's fine that like Destiny is kind of like slowing down a little bit in this season. So
this has also been a trend in all of Destiny. Like we're kind of, I think the spring is usually the slowest time for Destiny. So I think it's gonna be here, but we have Trials, which I think breathes a ton of life, especially for the PvP community. Even if the PvE event is really grindy and people aren't doing it, I'm probably going to play more PvE this year because I'm going to want a power for the PvP. And so it incentivizes me to do the PvE content. The fact that the PvE content isn't good is a problem. But I'm going to do it because the PvP is there and there's an endgame event and Trials is looking good. So,
I mean, I guess it's about time that there's a season that's like... that where PvP takes the shine,
right?
Like it's been a real long time since that was the case. So
yeah,
I think we'll let them have that one.
It seems like PvP probably is going to be the main focus, and you can see that in the sandbox adjustments and just in the amount of like time that they put into this event. You know, it seems like PvP is going to be their main focus. Yeah. Now we're going to watch Destin scrub his way to the top.
Yeah, that's right. So I managed to hop into the PC LFG. I am 961 power, by the way.
Oh, you did a PC LFG, huh?
Yeah.
OG.
Yeah, the D2 PC LFG. That's all I ever do.
Yeah. That's,
when I need, like,
cruise. It's rough because sometimes that...
Well, I hit up Teddy. Teddy was running with his bro, and, like, who else is playing at 10 o'clock in the morning? So I just went to
a couple of people from my clan have already gotten their first flawless. So.
Are you serious? Jeez. I got to play one match.
I'm going to make them carry me tonight so I can get a run in.
So about Trials, the intro is sort of the same. You're going to see that in a second. But there's actually different cards that you can pick up that I actually really appreciated. You can decide to go more aggressive. You can pick up the one where it allows you one loss.
Yep.
So it's sort of like they've changed how
allows
the
you one loss. Oh, allows you to get one.
Yeah.
Loss.
There's five different cards, and they all have different kind of effects. But the the drawback is that you can't get all of them like you could in the old, you know, D1 right, trials where you could just buy all of the different perks and use them on one card.
Basically, like, pick one or pick the other one.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see if Justin gets a sniper.
Stop watching the gameplay. Yeah. Talk about trials.
we kind of want to judge you here.
Yeah.
Oh, this is probably the
hard scoping down. Look at that. What was that miss?
You don't want to watch.
I'm just kidding.
You don't want to watch this.
I'm sure mine would be like 100 times worse, so I'm not judging you, really.
I think this is where we get double sniped. It's pretty bad. Yep.
Okay. All right. Oh, man. I could watch you play all day. Why don't you stream more?
I stream every Tuesday and Thursday at 8. Oh, God, this isn't the match I want. This is
you
the one where we
stream every Tuesday and Thursday at 8.
We get decimated.
You do that purposely because there's no trials on those days?
That's not the right file, actually. That's the one where we get creamed by one of my friends, I think, Timothus, who ran the last Wish raid with us.
That's funny.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you showed us that because that's probably 90% of your matches.
Whatever.
Yeah, he's just going for like very bespoke matches. I was scrubbing through like, where's the...
Oh, here's the one where I was exemplary.
There we go.
This is where your friend took over the controller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
He got that aimbot installed finally.
Yeah.
Here's
the correct match.
Oh, I love the spinning. That was great.
Mm-hmm. I think it goes off of a... One of your emotes.
Yeah. It's your top emote.
Yeah.
So I think Trials is really good. I have had a good time playing it.
Yep.
And I am underleveled. I thought it would hamper me more than it did. And
what are your level? What is your level now?
I'm 961.
Oh, wow. Okay. So then.
Yeah. He said he was able, he had to do 2 shots on Arc Staff, though, to kill somebody, right?
There. See, I just got a snipe.
So you got a headshot. But, I mean, we don't know what the light that guy was.
These guys are 997.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Most people that I've been seeing going into trials have been like close to 10-10.
Yeah, it's
with
crazy.
With artifact, not...
It's crazy.
Not base light, but...
That's something called rezzing. If you're playing with a team, you should try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Handheld Supernova still.
Trials is back, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's back.
I'm excited. So how do you guys recommend leveling up? I think that's probably going to be a crucial question for most PvP players. I have a friend named Mason.
Bounties.
But that's leveling up your...
Artifact.
But what to level up your character is like don't do all the pinnacle rewards yet. Don't do your raid first. Don't do the 100K Nightfall first.
Do your tier ones, then your tier twos, tier threes, then do your raids, you know.
Yeah.
Got it.
So yeah, do all that stuff first because like as you're playing too, like doing all that tier 1, 2, 3 stuff, like you'll get blues and other legendaries that can drop at light that can help you kind of keep boosting as you're doing those. So just like save your pinnacles for like the very last.
Got it.
Of last bit of the week.
Because I have a lot of PvP sweaty friends, right?
Right.
And like, for example, Mason, he's 940 something because these other PvE activities, he plays once or twice and then he logs off. So I'm trying to get my squad up to a point where they could at least access the event because he can't even, access trials right now.
Yeah, you have to be 960 to even get in.
Yeah.
And it seems like based on the few games that I played, that it doesn't have that dramatic of an impact on what you're able to accomplish as a player.
So is that good or bad?
I don't know. So when I hit people with a super, I notice I have to hit them twice as opposed to once. That was a small thing.
I think that's pretty big.
You've seen
that's pretty big, but an acceptable thing. Like if you're going against somebody who's 10-10 light.
Well, you see in this footage, though, I'm one-shotting people with snipers.
Yeah, which is interesting that you're one-shotting, but with a super, it's taking 2 hits, depending on... Well, what super were you using, though?
I'm using Arc Staff.
Yeah, so I wonder what the point is of enabling power if it doesn't really affect the game. Like, I still...
If you're taking 2 Arc Staffs to kill somebody, then that's
It definitely affects the game, because you got to imagine later, once people hit that 1,000 base, they're going to be 1,500, and if I come in at 960, I will start to dramatically feel the effect.
I was going to keep in mind that people are going to lose all of this power, this extra power that they have right now and during next week's trials, because this is the only week where the artifact is going to have an impact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
So it seems like the impact will be minimal, though. The gap will be a maximum of 50 difference, right?
Yeah.
Maximum of 50 power difference. And it sounds like he's already at a 50 power disadvantage, essentially. 40.
30.
30 to 40, yeah.
You're a math guy. You should have got that.
Well, I guess you said you were fighting 997s. I'm thinking my friends, the ones that are PvE players, they are at 1,000 plus. My friend's at 1,009 right now. So it's like you know, if he played against you, would you be able to one-shot him with a sniper? Which I think you probably should be able to, because a sniper is an extreme situation. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the event. I think it's interesting what they did with cards. I was asking Brian, though, at work, you know, Trials has finally come back. The question is it too late? It's an old mode. We've really wanted it back. I'm happy that it's back. People are playing it. I'll check Twitch right now, see how many people are watching Trials.
In a way, I think it is too late because, like, for a while, Bungie had the narrative of, like, we want to take Trials and we think we can do better. Mm-hmm. Like, they want to make Trials more than what it was in D1 and better than what it was in D2 when it launched. But then years later, they come back and, like, hey, we're bringing Trials back. But then it's just Trials as we remember.
Destiny 2 numbers are way up. There's like 67,200 people.
There you go. Maybe it's not too late.
It's the first day.
Yeah. 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 True. I'm not saying it's like too late as in that the game is dead because, you know, people.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying, what did they wait too long to bring back Trials? They had it on ice for so long.
I think they waited too long to figure out that they wanted the Trials that we have now. Yeah. It's like, this is the Trials that we had in D1. And then you took it away for X amount of years to figure out how you wanted Trials to go, just to say, never mind.
It's kind of the same.
It was what, 2 years?
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you said?
I think it was more than that.
Maybe more.
Yeah. 2-3 years since we had D1 Trials. And as soon as
Trials of Nine, when they took Trials of Nine away.
They gave us Trials of the Nine. We tried out Trials of the Nine. We didn't like it. We said we want D1 Trials. And as a community.
And they said they were going to do it right.
Not everybody, of course. Yeah. We're going to do it right. And then they launch it, and it's D1 Trials, which is great.
Seemingly, so far, it seems like it's in a good state. I haven't heard any, like, negative feedback.
Oh, I'm sure Reddit's on fire.
I'm sure Reddit's probably on fire. I haven't checked Reddit at all yet.
Reddit has...
I mean, like, I watched a few...
Overwhelmingly, I've heard negative things about this season. Since the season, not Trials yet.
Yeah, we haven't really heard...
Reddit. I haven't seen anything on
Reddit. I'll check Reddit.
We haven't really heard the feedback from Trials, but... Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a while. Not a while, because people are going to have thoughts right away. But seeing so far, it's like the connections and, like, the way the match has been going from what I've been watching of my friends playing, it seems like they've been going fine.
What I would like to hear is, what did they spend all that time tweaking? Like, if they said that they want to bring Trials back and they want to do it right.
I think I said it before in a past episode. I think that they took all this time and they went through different iterations of Trials just to come to the conclusion that what they had in D1 was the best version of Trials.
Oh, so you think
I think that they took a long time and they were just like, you know what? We had it right. So let's just...
We had it right the first time. We had it right the first time.
Yeah.
Huh. I think it might have been more like thinking about sandbox changes and stuff like that, because they did do a ton of sandbox changes. And, you know, auto rifles are back. I don't know if you guys have seen Hard Light comp.
Man.
It's all over the place.
Nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are using Hard Light.
Hard Light and Suros.
I saw Suros. Yeah.
600 RPG.
I haven't
seen
Suros yet.
Suros is pretty big.
You know? I mean, and in those games that I played, I think I encountered 3 players using Suros. Damn. Somebody was using Hard Light. somebody on Reddit did say, how is it I match with people 13,000 kilometers away from me in PvP, but cannot find anybody at Winding Cove in EDC. That's pretty good.
Everybody's playing Trials.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Seems like Trials, the overall reception isn't that negative. I'm actually pretty positive on it personally.
Me too.
Yeah. I had a good time playing. It was a thrown together team at the last second. We had a loss immediately. Then we had 2 wins. And then we had this guy needed a break and he just signed off. So
that's a weird thing to do. Like, you don't like.
He didn't sign off. He just went AFK, and neither of us called it before I started the next
Wait, when you had a Discord, an LFG Discord, were you guys in Discord talking to each other?
He didn't have a mic either.
So
he typed it in chat. Neither of us saw it, and I had launched the game, and so I missed it. The other guy didn't call it out, and it was just a miscommunication issue. But it was a big bummer to end on because we had 2 wins already. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I got to go to work.
It's a bummer.
Show. Yeah. But thank you if you guys are from the PCL, if you're watching, for hopping in with me regardless.
So you lost your first match. I don't lose matches,
We got stopped.
Look at that. I don't lose.
So my question is, do you have to, there's no like card reset if you lose your first match?
I picked the card that would allow you to...
One free loss.
You get a free loss.
Okay, so you don't really know yet. Because they used to have it where if you lost your first one, they just wouldn't even start the card.
That's actually a good way to do it. It just prevents you from having to, like,
reset the card. You know what? I didn't look. I could check the B-roll.
No, that's all good. I'm just a question I have.
Nope, that's what I'll be doing for the rest of the show. I know which file it is now.
Let's start it off. We're just stopping this train right now. We're gonna do that.
Yeah.
Cool. But, yeah. Well, are you guys gonna go for Flawless?
The title or the
absolutely
title?
The title.
Title. Oh man, I don't know that person. For me, probably not. Like, I mean, I'm definitely
Brian's
gonna try.
A scrub, though.
I am a scrub. I'll definitely like ask, you know, some friends to help me get to the lighthouse at least once or twice.
Yeah.
Teddy.
But Teddy backwards.
I actually think the hardest one for me is gonna be the carry. Go flawless yourself and then go flawless with someone you haven't, because I tend to play with the exact same players all the time.
Yeah, I think,
and also my friends they're all gonna have gone flawless by the end of the night. Like,
I think I'm in a good position to get that for people, because I haven't played it yet, so I haven't gone flawless, but they'll have flawless by the time I get back, you know, home tonight to be able to play it.
My team was all sub 970. We were like 960, 966, and we had two wins. So it is possible to do it with a lower level team. Hmm. We just got stomped by
at least in the early brackets.
But also somebody went AFK, so you were at immediate disadvantage.
Well, that's
halfway through.
That's when I'm like, I'm just going to go to work. Like, I'm not going to play on a card. Oh, and we did get the loss, so the first one isn't forgiven.
The first one is not forgiven?
No. So, like, if you play your first game and you lose, go back to the tower, reset your card, then hop back into PvP.
That's an expensive reset.
Yeah.
25K.
$25K to reset.
25K glimmer, and then also 15 shards, legendary shards.
That's
pretty pricey. That's not that
pricey. That's
the glimmer?
Glimmer is pretty pricey.
Think about how many times you could reset. Like, what, 10, 12 times?
Just go to Spider and get some more glimmer. There's like 50,000 glimmer on your.
That's true.
On your.
I don't know. I don't like to buy glimmer. I'm always like, it'll refill without me noticing. Yeah. You know? But. I'm pretty low. I'm like at 100K.
Yeah, and you're going to lose a lot of glimmer because you're going to lose a lot.
Shut up, Brian.
All right.
I'm at 100% win rate right now in the one match I played.
In the one match.
100% win ratio.
Undefeated.
I am flawless now.
Here's the other thing about this season. We're talking about Trials of Osiris. That's available to all players. That is not part of the season.
Yeah,
that's true.
The other event, what are they called again?
Seraph Towers.
Seraph Towers.
Yeah, the Seraph Towers are...
Hashtag the Obelisks 2.0.
Yeah, are the seasonal event. And that, thus far, has been a big letdown. Positives, like the story. Seraph Tower, it's fine.
Seraph weapons are poo-poo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only got one apparently
so far, but yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they just can't roll, really. They can't roll that. Like, you can look at all the possible rolls on them,
they're
just not that great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just...
No pinnacle weapons.
No rituals except for the one that's coming in Iron Banner later this season.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no ritual weapons.
At least we'll have a reason to do Iron Banner on the bright side, because I haven't done Iron
Banner
in
a
couple seasons.
It'll be a what's sidearm?
The bow.
It'll be a bow.
It's a bow. We were supposed to already get it, but there was something that happened with it.
I was like,
that delayed it. So we
got last season. That's right.
So we're getting it this season instead of last season.
I was like, what would players not be that stoked about?
Actually, sidearms are pretty hot right now.
Yeah.
I was tearing
it
up.
Reach slider, you got last hope with Feeding Frenzy multi kill clip. You're good.
Yeah, I'm with you. Sidearms are pretty good, and in PVE as well.
Yeah,
I'm worried about this season. This season is very light on things to do.
Well, it's just,
they're not particularly compelling either.
It's not so much that it's just like not a lot to do. Yeah. It's a lot of recycled content with the Lost Sectors. Go ahead.
Seasonal content specifically. Yeah. Trials is a whole different thing.
Yeah, I'm not even talking
PvP
about
PvP, in my opinion, is in a pretty damn good place right now. And they're also doing stuff to mask your IP now. Thank you, Bungie.
Yeah, that's true. They are doing that. But yeah, like, it's a lot of the recycled content with the Lost Sectors, because that's not new content, right? You're just putting beefier enemies in a Lost Sector, increasing the light, making it difficult.
I like the Seraph Tower event. It's going to get old as hell very fast.
It's going to get very old very fast. And then we have the Grandmaster Nightfalls to look forward to, but... That's just doing what Bungie always does. It's like, increase the light, beefier enemies.
Yep.
Now it's harder. And it's just like, that's not really new content. I'm still doing all the same strikes.
We have asked for that on this show, though. We said, like,
harder content. Yeah, I agree.
Harder content
is great.
It just has to have good rewards.
Give
me
reasons to do it. You know, it's just like, don't just put it in there just to put it in there. But, like, obviously, we want a reason to do it. But this season so far just is seemingly just built around current content that already exists.
That's true. So here's my theory about this. I know you guys aren't taking Trials into account when it comes to the season.
Right.
But
I think it's not part of the season pass.
I agree. It's not part of the season pass. But because it exists in the ecosystem, I think it will cause people to play more PvE, because power matters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
for sure.
I'm going to do the Grandmaster Nightfall. I probably wouldn't normally do it, but I'm going to do it because I'm going
to
want to, you know, power
grind
my way up to 1010 and do all that stuff. So I think we'll see an actual increase in PvE content, even if it's not compelling or original, just because PvP is going to be driving people to those activities, at least for me.
They're bringing back interest in the PvE. e-space because of the PvP space.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, that was the magic during D1 is where
exactly, you know,
people would be playing PvE all throughout the week until Friday hit. Everybody went to Trials.
They were just playing PvE. That's what I was doing. I was playing PvE content so that I could be prepared for Trials that week. And I honestly think that that might be enough to save them, even if they don't have a lot of content. So, I mean, it just goes to show you how much like a endgame PvP piece of the puzzle can help the ecosystem. And we'll see if I'm right. But I mean, it doesn't address the fact that it's totally valid with you guys, which is that it's light on content and the content isn't super compelling. It's rehashed.
Or really new.
All that
stuff.
It's, yeah.
That's my biggest problem is that none of it really seems new.
Yeah.
I hope next week we get some big boon of interest, but I really think it'll just be another Seraph Tower with a story beat. The story beat stuff I've actually enjoyed. It's kind of neat to see them doing stuff. I get why it's important, but it's also siloed off, not connected to any of the other storylines. It's just, oh, a big threat is coming. We need to protect the tower. What was it last season?
Last season it was
Oh, you need to free Saint 14.
And the Cabal are trying to change the timeline. That's what it was.
The Cabal were trying to rewrite a history to the Red War.
I really liked last season, actually, quite a bit, because you actually brought a character into the game period for the rest of time.
As far as me,
yeah, that actually had a major impact. Last season actually had a major impact because it brought us Trials and Saint, so that had a major impact. So I would like to see
something. First season when we killed the Undying Mind, Brian, to extrapolate on what you said, we killed him. That's why we got
brought
Saint.
Back Osiris.
But now we have this other problem that's totally just one off. It doesn't feel like it's connected.
The way they're connecting it is because we stopped their plan, the Cabal's plan, with the Sundial. Now they're desperate enough and they're throwing a rock at us, right? But the plot essentially is rock falls, everybody dies. Like you have to stop it, right? It's
Majora's.
It's Armageddon. Majora's. It's both, yeah.
And then continue, please, with what you're saying.
I forgot what I was saying.
It was very interesting, though.
I bet.
I mean, it was very insightful and impactful.
Very,
and I blew it.
You just ruined everything I was going to say.
Sorry, Brian.
Whatever. Sorry.
Wait, was CJ's here?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it is his birthday, Trials Day.
Just want to see him. Saskatchewan, want to see him. Sorry.
Overall,
Saskatchewan.
Overall, I'm taking a very much a wait and see approach because I'm playing Dawn of Division right now, and they had one mechanic that really made that whole game, their recalibration bench. If Bungie could figure out that one mechanic, sort of like what you mentioned, okay, we've brought back Trials, that's going to incentivize people to do PvE content. Will it hold? Time's going to tell, and that's kind of where I'm at with it. Do you guys have any final thoughts?
Nope.
I'm excited to go Flawless and get that title.
Are you going to go Flawless, Brian? You're going to try for it, right?
The title, or you mean like to go Flawless?
Let's go Flawless.
Just go Flawless. Time. Yeah, I definitely. I'm going to try tonight, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, me and a couple of people have already like.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll try this weekend. I might just focus on leveling up because
that's my
biggest problem. I'm 967.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost 990 base, so we'll see.
Oh, you're fine.
Oh, you can definitely go.
You're fine.
Yeah. I would try it if I were your level, but I think this weekend I might just focus on leveling up.
Yeah, for sure. So. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I really want to know what you guys are thinking about this season. I've heard a ton of negativity about it, so if you guys have positive opinions, let us know in the comments below. Let us know what you're thinking separately about Trials, and I would love to read about it. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Until next time,
Guardians out.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.